Live Creative Now, episode 63.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's also how you change the world. You change your world, and when you change your world, that ripples out, and that changes the wider world. My last episode, episode 62, was a conversation I had with one of my artist peer heroes, Chris Wesley, a real Renaissance guy. If you like being a fly on the wall in interesting conversations, check that one out. Today's episode, episode 63, is sort of a meditation on the transformation that can happen during an immersive creative experience. And specifically, I'm talking about my week at music camp. On Saturday afternoon, I came home from 8 days, actually nine, because I went a day early to help out, but over a week in the Redwoods, in the Santa Cruz Mountains in California. No Wi-Fi, no cell service, totally unplugged. And since I basically have the internet hooked up to, you know, with an IV all day long, that was kind of a big deal. This was a week at Jazz Camp West, which is a production of Living Jazz, a nonprofit. And Jazz Camp West is an island of time in the middle of my year, the end of June. It's this musical utopia, except for the fact that I'm sleeping on a camp cot and there are mosquitoes. I have been to Jazz Camp West 10 out of the last 11 years. And the 1 year I missed, 2009, was a huge mistake. That will not happen again. The last week of June is sacred time. Nothing gets between me and Jazz Camp West. Now, last year, 2015, I remember spending a couple of days in pretty serious digital withdrawal. Oh my God, I have my phone, but I can't do anything with it. I went through some serious withdrawal symptoms, but not this year. Interestingly, I really savored filling my visual field with trees and dirt and people and instruments instead of glass screens and pixels. And before I came home from camp this last Saturday, I was already counting the days till next year's camp, 359 days, as I record this episode. Now, all of this might make it sound like the unpluggedness of the week was what defined camp for me and made it so wonderful, but that is just one tiny, teeny, teeny, tiny little glint, of a glorious, sparkling, multifaceted gem. I don't even know how to put into words the magic that is Jazz Camp West. Now, I could say that it is a week of making music in the woods, and that would be true, but it's not a complete picture. There's also dance there, by the way, not just music. It's music and dance. I could say that it's a week of loving community, and that would also be true, but not a complete picture. And I could say it is a week of transformation, which would also be true, but again, not a complete picture. Jazz Camp West is like a fueling station for me. It's an inspiration injection that propels me forward when I'm already musically jazzed, and which brings me back to my musical center when I'm not so jazzed. Jazz Camp reminds me of where I shine. It's like a mirror. It reminds me when I've forgotten that, oh yeah, I have some strengths. And it weaves me back into a web of community and music that I quite honestly often feel totally disconnected from during the rest of the year. And this is why I block off the last week of June in my calendar every year and nothing touches it, because it means that much to me. Even though music has been on a back burner of my stovetop, if you know about my stovetop model of life design, I've got four burners, and music's really been on a back burner or maybe in the refrigerator for a while. Even so, Jazz Camp still means so much to me. And maybe because music has been on the back burner, it means so much to me, because it is that reminder, that injection of inspiration. And even though setting up my life and my business so that I can just disappear for 8 days, or as I said, actually it was 9 for me. And oh my God, it takes so much work to pack up the car with my tent and my bedding and everything I'm going to need for the week. It's a heck of a lot of work. It is more than worth it. I have been to Jazz Camp West for 10 summers over the past 11 years. Plus, I've been to other music camps, 2 summers at Puget Sound Guitar Workshop, which I also highly recommend, and another, I don't know, 5 or 6 or I don't remember how many years at California Coast Music Camp, which I also highly recommend. I have gotten very clear about the fact that I need immersive experiences like this. And because I love making music, I need the immersive experience of music camp. Now, if you've been following me at all, you know that I am an evangelist for the concept of tiny and daily. And that is my Creative Sandbox Manifesto rule number 4. Think tiny and daily. I'm an evangelist for this concept, to think tiny and daily on a regular basis. And I am also an evangelist for full immersion whenever possible. And that means prioritizing it. It means blocking that time off on my calendar. And it means saving the money, setting it aside over the course of the year in order to pay for it, because it's really important. And there are 3 main immersive experiences that I do each year that I do this for. The first is my spring retreat with the Friends of Calligraphy every March. The second is Jazz Camp West every June. And the third is my own retreat, my Create and Incubate retreat every August. And by the way, there's still room. You can join me August 17th through 21st. And to find out more about it, you can go to createandincubateretreat.com. If you go there fast enough, there you might still be able to snag one of those 3-pay installment plans. I'll be taking those down soon, but I'd love to have you there. Anyway, why are immersive experiences so important? Why am I such an evangelist for immersive experiences in addition to thinking tiny and daily? Because they're profound and powerful. Because they create transformation over the span of days rather than months or years. Now, tiny and daily is great. I owe my prolificness to a tiny and daily creative practice. It's changed my life. But tiny and daily, you tend to see the transformation over a longer time period because it's little teeny tiny steps every day, right? At an immersive experience like Jazz Camp West, those 8 days are their own journey. And every year, I arrive at camp as one person, and I come to the end of that journey changed as a different person. So I want to tell you a little bit about my 2016 Jazz Camp journey, partly because this year, the arc of that transformation, the beginning and the end points, the difference between the beginning and end points was made especially clear because a friend of mine at camp, a fabulous bass player named Hui, he had on his phone a graphic that he shared with me and several other people at lunch. There's a barbecue lunch on the first day of camp. And he showed us this graphic, one person at a time, and asked us to pick a character in the graphic that resonated, that we could identify with. So the graphic was, and I'll include a link to the graphic in the show notes. It was a tree, a cartoon-like tree, and it had these cartoon-like, blob-like humanoid characters who were engaged with the tree and sometimes with each other in some way. So some of them were climbing the trunk. Oh, somebody's dangling from a branch, like swinging on a branch. Somebody's falling off of a branch. Somebody's lounging in the grass below, etc. Some of the blobs were alone. Some of the blobs were in pairs or in groups. Some had smiles on their faces. Others were frowning or sort of grimacing. I don't actually have the graphic itself on my website because this graphic, which is known as the Blob Tree, is copyrighted and I want to respect their copyright, but I do have a link in the show notes where you can click and the Blob Tree image will appear in a new window. And that image is not identical to the image that we showed us, but it's very similar. So he showed us that graphic and asked us, which one of these blobs is you? Which one is you in the context of jazz camp or in the context of music in general? And I have to say, this is a really tough question because honestly, I could have said a few of them and you really should check out this tree. It's a fascinating tool that these people, Pip Wilson and Ian Long, developed this blob tree. Really, really cool thing that enables conversation about all kinds of interesting topics. Anyway, we said, nope, you got to just pick one. You can't be more than one. You have to just pick one. So after looking for a minute or two, I chose the blob that was labeled number 13 in the graphic that we were sharing. And this blob looked to be lounging on its belly on the grass and gazing at the greenery, maybe looking at some daisies or something. Now, in the image that I have linked to in the show notes, this blob looks pretty unhappy, has an unhappy look on its face, kind of a grimacy look. But in the image that Hui showed me, that little blob lying on the grass seemed to be smiling. And that's important because if it had looked unhappy, I would not have chosen it. Because the reason that I chose this particular blob was because I have arrived at a very interesting and unexpected place in the past few years. Now, if you have listened to much of this podcast, you know that I have really struggled with perfectionism. In fact, I spent effectively a lifetime really grasping for perfection, desperately wanting to be the best, or at least to be outstandingly excellent. Now, I know not everybody is driven in that way, but I was for decades. I never felt good enough. And I spent so much energy wishing I were more than I was, wishing I were better than I was. And that basically left me feeling pretty miserable all the time, miserable about myself, that I was not enough. But in the past handful of years, I have worked a lot on forgiving myself for being human. I've worked on accepting and even embracing my imperfections. I now declare myself to be an imperfectionist, an intentional imperfectionist, embracing my imperfections. Now, imperfectionism, what that really means is that I am a recovering perfectionist. And what it also means is that I practice self-compassion. That's really the same thing as being an imperfectionist. Anyway, though I still aim for improvement, always, and yes, I still strive for excellence in everything I do, the difference now is that I am actually able to love and appreciate myself now as my imperfect self. And I'm able to enjoy where I am in the journey, even when I'm mediocre or downright crappy at what I still long to be really good at. So that blob, number 13 in the little graphic that Hui shared, that little blob lounging in the grass really resonated with me because I know that I am not at the top of the tree of music. I am nowhere near the top of the tree of music. I sing off pitch. I don't have, I have a decent voice, but I don't have a, wildly fabulous voice. I am sort of an adequate ukulele player, but I'm not, anywhere close to the real masters, right? And this is true for all of my creative passions. I am nowhere near the top. But the difference now is that I'm actually okay with that. Now, I confess that being okay with that does mean that some of my drivenness has kind of melted away. And that means I'm probably even less likely to ever achieve the kind of excellence I really would like. But life feels so much more kind and so much more enjoyable now. So even though my past self would be probably utterly disgusted with me for, letting myself go, settling, at this age, it's a trade that I am willing to accept. I am able to be happy lying in the grass, not, desperately climbing up the tree, instead of despising myself for not being one of the, the greats standing at the very, very top of the tree. So although the blob that I picked, number 13, was not up in the tree, not even touching the tree, it felt like a triumph and a huge relief to be okay about that. I'm not the best musician on the planet, and I'm okay with that. I'm never going to be the best musician on the planet, and I'm okay with that. I have strengths, I have weaknesses, and I'm okay with that. What was really interesting, though, more so than that first day experience, was what happened at the end of camp, because at the barbecue lunch on the last day, Hui once again, he pulled out his phone, and he pulled up that blob tree graphic, and he said, "Which one are you now?" And it was so interesting to see how much had changed for me and for the other people that I was sitting with who had picked blobs for themselves, a week before. Now that blob lounging in the grass didn't feel like me at all, because 8 days of full-on immersion in music and in community left me feeling way more connected than that solitary blob lying all by herself in the grass, totally unconnected to the tree. And 8 days of being seen by other people had validated and mirrored back for me strengths and gifts that I tend to dismiss or just forget about. We tend not to see our own gifts, right? We take them for granted. We don't think of them as strengths. We sort of assume without realizing we're doing it that, yeah, it's nothing special. Everybody can do this, right? But the way that you interact with other people, the way that you show up in the world is unique. And when other people can see that and mirror back to you how your way of showing up in the world maybe has touched them, it's very powerful. And that happened for me a lot at camp. So I didn't feel like there's a blob standing at the very top of the tree with sort of hands on hips with a big smile, looking very victorious and very proud. I wasn't that blob. I wasn't the top person on the tree, but I also didn't feel separate from the tree, because after a week of being part of this music community of 300 people at Jazz Camp West, now I felt really wrapped in the hug of that community. I felt part of the musical world rather than detached from it. I felt like I belonged on the tree rather than just accepting that, yeah, I'm not as good as I'd like to be. You know, the week before I kind of felt like, yeah, I don't really even belong on the tree. I'm okay with that, but I don't really belong on the tree. Now, just a week later, I felt like, yeah, I belong on this tree. And I felt like in this blob tree image, there's this little cluster of three blobs who are sharing a branch together with smiles on their faces. And one has another one on its shoulders, and they're all touching and they're all smiling. And that one really resonated with me at the end of the week. These three little blobs, they're up in the tree. They're taking risks. They're supporting each other, and they're right smack dab in the middle of the community. So we asked me, you know, which one of those three is you, or are you all three of them? And, you know, I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? I think I'm all three of them. I felt part of the whole. I felt distinctive. You know, I'm still me. I still have my strengths and my weaknesses. I'm unique, but I didn't feel the need to shout, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, because I felt seen. And that's what 8 days of Jazz Camp West did for me. Now, I don't know if that seems really small to you. Maybe it does. To me, it felt huge. And although if you were to go to Jazz Camp, which I highly recommend, or if you were to come to my Create and Incubate retreat in August, which I also highly recommend, of course, your journey would be completely unique and completely different from mine. The one thing that I can say with confidence is that there will be a journey. There will be transformation. And that's really all I have to share today. That and a video of me performing at Monday's open mic last week at Jazz Camp West. Open mic is an hour concert that's the hour before dinner. And it's a camper's opportunity to perform. It's lottery based. So you have to enter the lottery the day before, and if your name gets picked, then you get to perform the following day at that open mic hour, 5:30 to 6:30, and then the faculty performs in the evening concerts. So I got to perform, and there's a video of me performing, and I was a little bit hesitant to post it because my pitch is really bad in some places, and my voice cracked, and my ukulele, the last strum of my ukulele was really bad. It's really imperfect. But you know what? In the moment of performing, I felt really good because I was connecting with the audience, and I wasn't so aware in the moment that my pitch was off and the, you know, I was aware that I made a bad chord. I was aware that my voice cracked, whatever. But I was also aware that I was present and I was engaging and touching people with this performance, which is, it's touching people in a funny way. It's a humorous performance. You can go to the show notes to check it out. I have it embedded there at livecreativenow.com/063. Anyway, I'm putting it all out there. This is an imperfect performance for you to see. And I really wish you openness on the journey, wherever you are on your path. I wish you that experience of being open to transformation and noticing and experiencing that transformation. That's it. That's a wrap. That's what I have to share today. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. I would so appreciate it if you would share the podcast with your friends. And if you're up for it, leave a review over on iTunes. It would mean so much to me. I do read all those reviews. Meanwhile, talking about immersive experiences, and one of those immersive experiences is coming up in August. It's my Create and Incubate retreat, as I mentioned before. It's 5 days and four nights in the beautiful hills above Silicon Valley in Los Gatos, California. It's taking place August 17th through 21st. And it is a beautiful, sparkling opportunity to focus on your creativity for 5 days. Uninterrupted create time. Don't have to deal with laundry or cooking or emails or phone calls or errands or driving to the kids to soccer and on and on and on and on. Really get to immerse in your creative play. Paint or draw or collage or work on your scrapbook you've been wanting to do, or write that ebook, or work on your novel or your memoir, work on that course you've been wanting to teach. Whatever project you want to work on, you will have dedicated space, a dedicated table in the incubator room. We set up a special room just for us to create. There is something so magical being in a room together with other creators, everyone immersed in their own thing, just creating whatever they're working on. It creates like this buzz of energy that cranks everyone's creative power up to turbo. It's amazing. These kinds of deep dives are so energizing. And just like my experience at Jazz Camp West, not only does it fuel your well for months, but it's its own beautiful transformational journey. You will find yourself a different person at the end of those 5 days than you were at the beginning. And it may totally surprise you. So if you would like to recharge your commitment to your creative spirit, if you'd like to fill your tank with a reserve of energy to propel you through the year, and you'd like to do it in a cozy, beautiful setting with support and guidance and just the right amount of structure from someone you trust, aka me, yours truly, I would love for you to join me. Just go to createandincubateretreat.com. That's createandincubateretreat.com. I would really love to have you there. And of course, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to let me know. That is it for today. Until next time, thanks again for joining me. And go get creating!
Live creative now! Live creative now!
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.